From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Emil Munson reports in the Times Union that New York saw the nation's largest public school enrollment drop from the 2019-20 to the 2022-23 school years as more students were homeschooled during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state saw a 6% decline in public school enrollment, about 157,000 students fewer than usual. The largest increases in the state were in New York City, as well as Greene, Schuyler, and Columbia counties. Private schools in New York only saw about a 3% decrease during the same time period. In all, nearly 19,000 more students were homeschooling last school year than in 2019-20, an increase of 57%. Stanford University economist Thomas D. said, and I quote, "There was a sustained exodus from public school. There has been a resetting of enrollment patterns across the public and non-public settings that is enduring," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature voted December 19th, 17-5, to approve two contracts with Axon Enterprise Incorporated, despite many protests from residents about the company's ties with the company that is supplying Israel with weapons used in its war in Gaza. Many speakers opposed the contracts during a loud, rowdy public comment period during the legislature meeting. Kingston resident Callie McKenzie Jane said Axon is, and I quote, "profiting off the atrocities," end quote, "taking place in Gaza, and that," and I quote, "what is happening to Palestine is disgusting. U.S.-funded bombs," end quote, "are killing children," she said. Marvin Warren, a Hurley resident who described himself as a Jewish American, said Axon was, and I quote, "war profiteering," end quote, "and that," and I quote, "never again means never again. Never again for anyone. Not never again just for us," end quote. But the legislature voted against the wishes of many speakers for the contract for $111,558.50 for cameras, wired mics, camera cover sensors, switches, serve lights, motion sensors, and thermostats, and a second for $440,172.43 for body cameras and related equipment, software, and accessories for the sheriff's office. The five legislators who voted against the purchases were Phil Erner, Democrat of Kingston, Laura Petit, Democrat of Estefus, Chris Hewitt, Democrat of Cohasuan, Peter Criswell, Democrat of Kingston, and Abe Urchitel, Democrat of Kingston. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Jack Arping at New York State of Politics reports that government transparency advocates are pushing to require that all public meetings in New York have free, unrestricted remote video and voice access to the public. During the COVID-19 pandemic, New York meetings were online, so it was not a question of capacity. Rachel Foss, a senior policy advisor for Reinvent Albany, said, and I quote, "It is a really important part of the transparency of our state government. The open meetings law is about how the public can watch and see government decisions happen," end quote. The proposals for more transparency will allow public comment at meetings from both people who attend in person and online. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.